Then he may crush him.
那彼得是个打鱼的。
We know that Peter was a fisherman.
彼得马可福音就是彼得福音。
And then we know the Gospel of Mark is in fact the Gospel of Peter.
所以这里的资料通通是彼得给给马可的。
That we know all this information that Mark has was supplied by Peter.
所以当马可福音当你读马可福音的时候。
And so when we read Mark Gospel,
你都看见彼得的影子。
We can see the image of Peter.
那这个船也是
shadow of Peter.
这个船也是彼得的。
You know that this door also belongs to Peter.
你记得第一章那个门是彼得的门。
That we first of all just now we read door belongs to Peter.
那个屋檐被拆顶拆穿了，那个也是彼得的屋檐。
The roof was removed. That roof was belongs to Peter.
所以呢，你看见有这么多人来跟随他。
You can see that the followers was.In great multitude.
所以我们晓得说，经过了一年以后，主耶稣就退到山上，退到旷野，退到人烟稀少的地方。
And so after that, our Lord Jesus withdrew Himself away from them, up to the mountain, by the sea.
换一句话说，所有的犹太，整个犹太就代表犹太教的会堂起来拒绝。
And so we can summarize this, and all the synagogues that are represented by Judaism, they all rejected him.
所以这样大概就大概就经过了一年。
And so this have one year has actually gone by.
那么然后下面我们读到耶稣上了山，设立了十二个门徒。
And so we say later on chapter 13, he says he went up to the mountain and he called the 12 disciples.
那是又是一年的年初。
In fact, that was the beginning of another year.
所以如果大家把这一年把马太马可路加约翰所有的资料通通放在一起的话
And so we will put all the information for these four gospel
你会注意到一面我们的主是往会堂去往各乡村去
On one hand we can say our Lord has gone to some of these villages gone to this synagogue
他先把福音送到犹太人的手里面
First of all he will send the gospel the good news into the hands of the Jews
另一面他就训练他的门徒怎样得人如得鱼
And on the other hand he was training his disciples how to become fishers of men
所以你记不记得有一次啊主耶稣就在一个海湾在那儿讲道
And then, once Jesus was just at the bay and then he was teaching
因为人很多
And there was a great multitude
拥挤他所以主耶稣就上了彼得的船
And so in order not to have him crushed and that he has now gone on to Peter's boat
但是我虽然那个时候彼得已经跟随主了
Although that time Peter was the follower was his follower
好几个礼拜以前主说你来跟着我叫你得人如得鱼
Many weeks ago that Jesus had told him to follow me and I will make you fishers of men
结果前一天晚上他们一条鱼也没有打到
But you know that night they couldn't catch any fish
那么原来他跟约翰一起打
That we know thatHe was fishing together with John.
所以不要忘记啊，其实他们主说你们来得人如得鱼，不要忘记他们已经跟随主了。
They were already follower of Jesus.
但是他们还有自己的船。
But they still have their own boat.
而且他还是跟约翰一起出海去打鱼啊。
And they've gone off to the sea together with John.
所以你要注意到这个做主的门徒是怎么做的。
And how are we? How to become?The disciple of Jesus.
去平常我说一做主门徒就要全时间才行。
In the past that we want to become the Lord, he said we have to be full time.
所以这是我们的观念。
This is our idea.
但你看我们的主怎么训练门徒。
Let's take a look how our Lord trained.
你看主是一步一步的带领他们。
The training was step by step.
所以现在你看见说他要告诉他们，所以现在那么虽然借了彼得的船。
Now, although he has borrowed Peter's boat,
彼得当然心甘情愿。
Of course, Peter was so willing.
因为那天早晨如果不借给主耶稣的话，白不借给他。
That you know that if he's not led the Lord, then he will also be wasted.
因为那天怎么样都不会打到鱼。
And because the effort of the day will be wasted. Because
所以他刚好来个顺水的人情，就借给主耶稣。
And so now it's just goodwill is just led it to the Lord Jesus.
那么那天早上讲了完道以后，哎，主耶稣告诉彼得说，我们把水开到。水深，我们把船开到水深。
After teaching the great multitude, he said, "Let's move the boat to the sea."
下网打鱼
，cast your net.
那么弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个稀奇的很
，very wonderfully happened.
因为彼得是渔夫，主耶稣不是。
Peter was a fisherman, but not the Lord.
谁是打鱼的行家？当然是彼得，不是我们的。
who is the expert in catching the fish?
现在是个外行人来指挥一个行家来做一件事。
And one who doesn't know anything about fishing, they now have to teach the fishermen.
因为主耶稣他不愿意亏欠彼得。
But because Jesus did not want to owe Peter anything.
虽然彼得撇下一切，撇下网，愿意来跟随主。
Although Peter has forgotten everything to follow him.
从此由这个船根本就是主的。
Of course, this boat now belongs to the Lord.
但是我们的主不亏欠。
But our Lord did not want to owe Peter anything.
所以他因为用了彼得早晨的时间，他要还他。
Because they have used Peter's time in the morning, now he's going to repay him.
所以年轻弟兄，你们要不要害怕？你一奉献以后，好像主什么都收去了。
Younger brothers, don't worry. I see that when you offer yourself, the Lord has taken everything away from you.
没有这件事情。
No such thing.
你如果你真的奉献给主的话
，If you have truly offered yourself to the Lord,
你看我们的主是知道，我们主知道怎么做主。
The Lord knows what to do.
所以用了一天早晨的时间，所以现在呢，我们的主要还他。还他
after
最少还他一条船的鱼。
Now you know after about the morning time, now the Lord will repay him with a full load of fish.
所以现在一个外行人来指挥一个船长，说现在我们下船打鱼。
Now you see the outsiders trying to teach the captain of the boat where to go for fish.
那么在彼得的感觉里面，你是。讲道先生，这个我佩服你，但是起码打鱼是我的 department， 是我的范围啊。
That you know for Peter, he says that teaching is your area expertise, but fishing is my area expertise.
但是呢，他就不能不听话。
But he couldn't help but to obey.
主耶稣下网打鱼，他就下网打鱼。
And Jesus said, cast your net.
其实，在原文那个网是多数的。
And in the original word, net is in plural.
结果呢，他呢下网，真正下网呢下单数的网。
But when the net was cast, there's only one net.
你没有说没有听话，我已经下了一只网了。
Listen to me, I already threw down my net.
但是你听话，你就没有结果，那个是多余的，不可能有鱼的。不可能有鱼的。
It's not possible to have any fish.
但是敷衍主耶稣就好了。
Anyway, just entertain the Lord.
所以最后呢，他就真的就下了一只网。
And so, in order to please the Lord, he just threw in one net.
结果没有想到啊，我们的主很，你今天呢、啊，今天最多你还他一船的鱼，很了不起了嘛。
Of course, it's wonderful. You know, you have one full boat.
因为你本来今天早晨去打鱼，现在给我用作船讲道。那如果你打一船的鱼嘛。
Now, if I use your time in this your morning time, though, I will just repay you with a full load of fish.
所以你看主耶稣还他一船的鱼实在太好太好了。
So wonderful, the Lord will repay him with one full boat load of fish.
但是没有，我们的主不会只有一条鱼。
It's not only only confined to a one boat.
你借给我一条船。
You know that through one boat.
主耶稣要还他两船的鱼。
But the Lord is giving two boats of fish.
所以连约翰那个船也要过来。
Even he has to call the boat of John.
所以那个鱼多到一个地步啊，是装满了两条船。
That you know that two boats were full with full load of fishes.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，一条鱼啊，一只网已经不够了，两条船要一只网怎么够？当然网会破的嘛。
Of course, you know, one net. How are you going to contain so many fishes? You need two boats to load up.
所以这个时候，你看彼得他就扑倒在主的脚前。
You know now.Peter has portrayed at the feet of Jesus.
但是主的脚上都是鱼啊，他扑倒在主的脚上，都碰的通通是鱼啊，都是腥气四溢的那个鱼啊。
You know, it's all the fishy smell all around him.
但是他说：“主啊，可怜，离开我，我是个罪人。”
Says, Lord, I am a sinner. Depart from me.
弟兄姊妹，你现在知道，现在约翰，现在雅约彼得知道他真是个罪人。
Now Peter knew.That he is sinner.
他知道我们的主实在是宇宙的主。
Now he recognized that our God is a God.
本来没有鱼。
There was no fish at all.
他一吹口哨，鱼通通来了。
Just a blow of whistle, all the fish will gather.
这个吹口哨是我讲的，不是圣经讲的。
You can't find that verse in the Bible.
我但是意思就是说，只要主一句话，只要主一个命令，鱼通通来。
And you know that just by his command, the fishes will come.
然后主安慰他。
The Lord comforted him.
他说：“从此以后，你要得人如得鱼。”
He says, "From henceforth, you are going to become fishers of men."
这个功课他要学的。
He need to learn this lesson.
所以，如果我们注意这个主后28年， 你看主的工作的话。
And so if you to study carefully the ministry of the Lord,
那工作是两面的。
They are two aspects.
对于以色列来讲，他到每一个会堂，到整个加利利，他把福音送到每一个地方。
And so on one aspect, he has sent the good news to every synagogue in the town near Galilee.
然后他得他呼召这些门徒，训练他们怎样得人如得鱼。
On the other hand, he has trained his disciples how to become fishers of men.
所以这个大概就经过了一年。
And so one year has passed.
那么下面呢，我们就来到了这个主钉十字架的前一年。
And so now we come to the time one year before he was crucified.
前一年十二个月。
The first 12 months.
然后到了祝棚，到了逾越节四个月。
And then after the Passover, another 4 months.
所以整整的一年四个月。
And so altogether, one year and 4 months.
我们看见有许多的事情发生。
Many events happen.
如果你没有把时间弄清楚的话，弟兄姊妹，你读圣经印象不深刻。
It will not give you a good impression if your times were wrong.
你看见如果主工作第一年，你看见好像没有几件事情发生。
If you were to focus the first year, nothing much happened.
那第二年就是马可第一章到第三章。
And then the second year,
看到的。
And what we have seen, the chapter 1 to chapter 3.
那么弟兄姊妹，等到第三年刚开始的时候。
And so as we commence on the third year,
那么你就看见主耶稣整我们普通所知道的主耶稣的工作大概都集中在这一年零四个月。
And as far as we know, all the aspect of all his work, in fact, focus on the third year.
那些重大的事情都发生在那里。
And all the important events took place on the third year.
所以呢，这个就是从第三章第十三节开始。
And that year begins on the chapter 3 verse 13.
那么好了，现在呢，我们需要把三本福音、四本福音书把它综合起来，我们给弟兄这么一个印识，给弟兄这么一个概念。
And so we have to combine all the four gospel in order to have this overall idea.
大概到年初的时候。
And so as we come to the beginning of the third year.
这是二十九年，主后二十九年年初的时候。
Okay, now that is the beginning of the 29 AD.
也就是主钉十字架前一年的年初的时候。
And that is one year before our Lord.
然后主耶稣就到了一座山。
And now they come to a mountain.
那么这根据路加福音告诉我们，他在山上祷告了一个晚上。
And according to Luke, he has prayed the entire night.
结果他选择了十二个门使徒。
And so now he has chosen 12 disciples, 12 apostles.
与自己同在，然后打发他们出去。
Not only that he will call them to be with him, he also sent them out.
所以从那个时候开始，这十二个门徒是和他日夜在一起的。
And so from this time onward, the 12 disciples were together with him day and night.
门徒们日日夜夜和主在一起是一年零四个月。
And so the entire time the disciples were with the Lord day and night was all together 1 year and 4 months.
这十二个门徒。
Especially
十二个使徒。
12 apostles.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹能够记得这件事。
We must remember
this. 那么然后呢，主耶稣就从山上就下来了。
And so as he descended down from the mountain,
那么我们知道大概就是如果加利利海是一个钟的话，时钟的话。
And so as we often say that Sea of Galilee is a clock,
大概八个字跟九个字中间那个附近，那个有一个山谷，有个谷，有个谷。
And so between the 8 and 9 hour, there in between there's a valley.
那么你沿着那个谷往往拿撒勒的方向走。
And if you pass through this valley towards Nazareth,
没有多久你看见一座山。
You will come very quickly. You will come to a mountain.
那么这个山呢是有两个角的。
And this mountain has two horns.
那这两个角就代表两个小山在上面。
And it represents there are two smaller hills.
然后呢，在两个山中间呢是一个平地。
And that we know that between these two hills is a flat land.
而且这个山应该就是原来本来就是一座火山。
That it is originally a volcanic mountain.
所以这两个角的下面是火山口。
That we know that actually this is the entrance of the volcanic mountain.
然后呢，主耶稣从山上下来以后
，after he has descended from the mountain，
看见有的门徒就来他的面前。
And now the disciples are appeared before him.
门徒加上使徒，不要忘记。
Now they are the apostles now.
The disciples and apostles.
They are called disciples.
除了十二个之外
，and apostles，
还有一些门徒在那里。
And there were some disciples were there.
然后主耶稣就对他们讲马太五章六章七章。
And then the Lord begins to teach them. In Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
不要忘记，这是非常重要的教训。
It is a very important teaching.
现在主不只呼召他的门徒。
Not only that, the Lord has called his disciples.
现在主也呼召他的使徒。
Now he has called his apostles.
还有很多的门徒来跟从他。
And there are many, many disciples following him.